Turning now to Africa, where a severe drought in the east of the continent has left nearly 23 million people on the brink of destitution and dependent on aid. The worst affected countries are Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia and Uganda. People in the region are suffering from malnutrition and hundreds of thousands of cattle, a key source of income, are dying. The British-based charity Oxfam today launched an appeal for some $15 million to help people hit by severe drought, conflict and high food prices. Oxfam's East Africa director, Paul Smith-Lomas, spoke with Irene Lagan about the crisis and some of what can be done to alleviate it.
In a number of parts of this region, repeated failed rains have pushed almost 23 million people into some form of hunger and possibly towards destitution. So there are real shortages of food, there are real shortages of water. Cattle, which are probably one of the biggest mainstays for a lot of people's day-to-day living, cattle are dying. Cattle are dying by the thousand. And as a result of that, we're seeing malnutrition rates, particularly amongst children, malnutrition rates rising. For example, in Somalia, one in six children is now considered to be acutely malnourished. These remote and rural areas, often with people living nomadic pastoral livelihoods, people's access to education is very limited, for example. So literacy rates are very low. People's ability to be able to use roads to sell livestock when times are good limits their ability then to get savings, to engage in the banking system. And through that, they're less able to really lead productive, profitable economic lives. There's an enormous amount that can be done. We know that even in these drought-affected areas, that actually pastoralists can lead incredibly profitable lives. Now, that obviously requires a lot of investment, and it requires a lot of time, but we know that that's all possible. We just need the political will and now the economic backing to make that happen.